Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah, we hustling and shining. On a beautiful Monday, Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 66, and currently it is 43, clear skies at UMKC.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this student athlete day?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I've been up since 2 a.m., okay? Lord. Let's go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go, baby. We're talking with Mary Quinn Lucas coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, y'all. Talking all things Kansas City.
Now, something that might not be on your bingo sheet. We'll be talking about at the morning gossip, your 23s, 1908, the AKAs versus Trick Daddy. Uh-oh. It was going down over the weekend. We have all the details of what you need to know. And then, of course, fans respond to Kanye's comeback show at SoFi.
And then we got that T.I. gas card for you, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 20 will go a long way right now.
You ain't lying.
You can do with me.
Yeah, man. We hustling and shining a brand new week to start some brand new blessings on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. D, let them know who it is.
It's at 103 Jams. Duh.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
No matter how much time you've wasted, you can start now to make good and meaningful use of every day. No matter how much effort you've avoided, you can put forth new effort now. Sure, it would be nice to have started earlier, but that's no longer possible. Yet you can do what is absolutely possible, which is to start now. Rather than wallowing in regret for time lost, transform that regret into positive energy for moving forward. Instead of wishing you had made better choices, grant your wish by making the excellent choice now. There's a distinct stretch of time that's highly accessible. It's the stretch of time that begins in this moment that you can begin to make use of right now. For anything you've always meant to do, there is some version of it available for you to undertake today. Challenge yourself to exchange the empty wishes for effective action. Let every disappointment about the past give way to inspiration and enthusiasm for your very real present opportunities. Whatever may have happened before, stand up, step forward, and start now. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
622 on your time. It's a high of 66. Currently, it is 43 clear skies at Operation Breakthrough. 70,000 to 80,000 fans packed at the SoFi Arena over in L.A. And Kanye West brought out the legendary Lauryn Hill.
What's up, L.A.?
Go ahead and hand it all. It all falls down. I'm telling you all.
There's been a lot of controversy around Kanye West because he's been back for, that was his second comeback show in L.A. He also brought out Travis Scott, CeeLo Green, and I'm assuming he'll bring out some more people. But in the midst of all of the conversation about Kanye West and if he's been quote-unquote forgiven, Pepsi, the main sponsor of Wireless Festival, is withdrawing from its decade-plus co-branding partnership with the event, because Kanye West was a part of it. Now, people are speculating that this is the reason. Now, of course, Pepsi did not say necessarily Kanye was the reason, but of course, many fans are speculating that because he is mentioned and he is a part of that, that they're withdrawing. So, there's that.
It's amazing how people forget about things just for a little song and dance, huh? Okay.
You ain't gonna be there in LA?
For what?
The concert. I feel like if you like concerts, you might go out there.
Absolutely not. I'm good where I'm at.
You straight.
You're gonna have a Wang Dang Doodle, y'all.
Other news, rapper DaBaby, he's responding to critics online. After he was leaving the club, a fan approached him with a painting of his daughters. And he didn't accept it. And people are pissed about it.
I'm not into, grown-ass men discussing my daughters, painting pictures of my daughters, taking pictures of my kids. I don't play like that. If you play like that, to each his own.
He right. Man, look, don't play with people's kids, man. And then, look, it's not that he had malice or any type of bad intent, but you have to recognize this is where emotional awareness comes in, to where you got to know, bro, like, people are sensitive about some things. He's always been sensitive about his kids. Always. Yeah. That's just nothing new with him. So didn't a whole ordeal happen with him in Walmart or something like that, mm-hmm, when, 2017 or, yeah, something like that? And to where he had some pretty serious charges. So,
yeah, he's self-defense charges. One thing about DaBaby, he's going to use his Second Amendment right.
He
so
don't play
be
with
careful.
His kids, man. So, like, just, and it's just a respect thing, too. If he don't want you having a picture or a photo of his kids, take it. What's wrong with, right, taking it down? What is the argument?
And even then, people are allowed to decline things. Yes. If he didn't want to accept it, it's, you know, the painting's already there. It's already made. But, right, you know, whatever you do in your home with that painting is what you do.
Man, look, people are weird out here. We got Epstein out here and all these people connected in. Y'all, come on, y'all. Stop. We got to be, look, I hate that we're not more sensitive to our kids and our babies these days. Mm-hmm. They're exposed to too much. They hear too much. They see too much. And y'all just be cool with certain things, dog. And whenever some people hold a ground or they have some sort of boundary, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying, with their kids and, mm-hmm, their children and their safety, yeah, dog, what? You can't no problem with that.
Yeah, you can't, because that ain't none of your business, which is what he said in so many words plenty of times.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce, and every morning you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Hustle and Shine, we are putting gas in your tank, Casey, and it's courtesy of my dog, Tip, T.I. Listen, weekdays, 8:38. Play That's My Jam. Y'all know how it goes down to 8 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. You can win a $20 gas card. You got to make it stretch.
Yeah.
It's fueled by Grand Hustle Records. And, of course, your number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, Hot 103 Jams. I'm sure it wasn't a whole lot of traveling going down for you and I this past weekend. It wasn't for me. I was chilling. However, I did attend the R&B Lovers Tour.
Oh, I saw you, Rico Suave.
Oh, you know it. I had to let the chest hair show a little bit. You know.
Threw them glasses on. You look like you had a couple of something on you.
Man, I smelled amazing.
Ow.
I always smell amazing.
Ow.
I'm just...
How was the R&B?
Oh, it was great. It was... Okay, you want to know who the order is? You know, everybody got their, you know, favorites, uh-huh, or whatever.
Yeah.
First off, I just want to say... Why? I get why Ginuwine opened the show.
Oh, he did? Okay.
He opened the show.
Okay.
But the thing I never do to you, he's in the crowd, by the way, y'all. Just acting a fool, being Ginuwine.
See, I said he wasn't going to do no lip singing.
I know. There wasn't no lip singing going out. His mic was on. So Ginuwine, he always throws on a good show. But, mm-hmm, man, let me tell you something. Drew Hill,
they did their thing,
bruh. Drew Hill killed it, bro. They did Beauty, the whole song,
oh,
of
really?
Beauty.
Oh, that's lovely.
And that's my, like, that's a top two or three. Mm-hmm. And they did How Deep Is Your Love for Me. That's like a top two or three song. Drew Hill song for me. So
was everybody bouncing when they hit the Tell Me?
Yeah, including me and my sister Dana.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we was hitting that joint. So, and then next was Joe, to, mm-hmm, me. Drew Hill, Ginuwine,
okay,
Joe, and then Keith Sweat.
Okay.
Like, love the Keith Sweat, but, mm-hmm, yeah.
But I figured he was gonna be the
He had
the
to
main.
Follow up everybody else.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good. I seen a lot of pictures. Everybody looked beautiful. Everybody looked good. That's what I saw. Kansas City showed up and showed out for sure when it came to that appearance. So
what were you talking about on at UMKC?
You know, while y'all was kicking it, I had to get in my Hillary Clinton suit on. No emails. Oh. Shout out to UMKC. Big love over to their team that reached out to me, the Alumni Association. And I know there's a couple of other schools that were involved in that. But big love to Rocky for she invited me to that TED Talk. So it was a UMKC TED Talk meets Rue Talk. And so honestly, the conversation was about resilience, and it was a lot of different people that spoke to resilience in their own way. So I was able to share a little bit about my story and be on my alma mater campus. So, you know, it's always fun when you get a chance to pop back up on UMKC. And then later that night,
she popped back at UMKC and started popping bottles.
Yeah, back to back with it. And then Aura, oh my gosh, the energy was crazy. Every season, everybody was just outside having some good, safe fun. So we had time. That's what I did Friday. That was a little bit it. Then, of course, on Saturday, major shout out to Quez for throwing his first Saturdays at Keystone. I know he's getting ready for the 18th and Vine Arts Festival that'll be going down a little bit later in a couple months. So there were a bunch of different competitors, and they basically post up, have a time on the clock that runs, and they paint. And then at the end, we all vote. So major shout out to Patricia. She won. Her painting was beautiful. And then I ran into a lot of other vendors who are actually listeners of Hustle and Shine in the Morning. So I got some special shout outs that I'll be running around that 7-Eleven time. So that was my Saturday. That was a bit about
I was at church from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. yesterday, baby. No, for real.
Was getting his word.
I had three church services. Shout out to Christian Charity Church. And of course,
what you do? Church hop?
Yeah, I did. I went to my brother. He invited me. My bro, Gerard Smith, he invited me to his church. So Pastor Arthur Mobley III. And I had to go to my church, Trinity Temple. You know what I'm saying?
He's deeply engraved this weekend.
I had to, man. I needed my word. I hope y'all got y'all's. I got mine.
Shout out to Pastor 83 at City of Truth. It was definitely a good word for sure.
Damn student loans.
Who you telling?
So, y'all, U.S. Department of Education is notifying student loan borrowers enrolled in the Biden administration's Save Repayment Plan about the next steps they must take as the plan comes to an end. So, on March 10th, a federal court issued a ruling to end the income-driven payment plan, and this affects over 7 million student loan borrowers. They will need to change their payment plan. And so beginning on July 1st, this administration will roll out the Repayment Assistance Plan called RAP, the newest income-driven repayment option for borrowers. So it calculates a borrower's monthly payments based on their income and number of dependents, but uses a different formula than a save plan.
That should be interesting to see what type of formula they come up with.
You know it ain't gonna be good.
That's what I'm saying. Cause I've been on a call before, like trying to they asking you those questions. They like, well, how much can you, baby? I can pay you $1 a month. Let's do it.
Boy, look, this is it's they finna make up anything. Okay, so I'm just prepared for whatever right now, because the way that they doing stuff today. And we didn't even get to talk about this yesterday on what old boy said on his social network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just prepared for the worst, y'all. That's all I'm saying.
CYA too. Make sure you got all your ducks in a row. Be careful and be cautious, because I know garnishments was a topic that we talked about before. Remember that? We talked about garnishments to people's checks when it came to some of those student loans. So just make sure you kind of know where everything is at.
$40.
And even them private loans, that's a whole nother conversation. Because I'm paying private loans.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. That's all they care about, man. Sally Mae, I'm tired.
Give me my chips with dip.
It ain't Uncle Sam, it's Sally Mae.
I'm
sick of both
money.
Of them. Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the Morning right now. One of. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jams.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you so much. And for those streaming us live mm-hmm. on the YouTube and the Facebook page at Hot 103 Jams, we ain't going to never forget about you. Oh, you listen the old school way, the radio way?
The look, classic. Man,
for real, we love and appreciate you so much. The Turner Diagonal, I know it's cracking over there in KCK near 635. Y'all be careful over there. You in the downtown loop right now, getting it in, trying to get to work. I'm praying that you're safe and you get there on time. But most of all, thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine. We know, we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, for real.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We got a lot of them coming through. Big shout out to Ebony Hogan. She said, shout out to Jesus Christ for allowing me to see my 42nd birthday today.
He is risen.
Happy birthday to you, cousin. Hopefully you have an amazing week, an amazing month as well. Shout out to Carmen Nard. She said, a time was had at the R&B Lovers Tour. Thank you so much, cousins. Carmen, we appreciate you. I'm happy that you got a chance to go to the show. Who else we got on this text line? Queen Bella. Also sending over some love. Shout out to Anthony, Baby Dog. Who else we got up on here? Grand Rising. We got a Grand Rising.
Okay, okay.
Shout out to
wrong
our cousin.
Chat line.
Right. Shout out to our cousin for the A16, YLNDJ and Jax. Love Mama. Big love to Miss Shanae. Sending out some love to the Kansas City Dynamite's dance team, coaches, and parents. Mr. Willie, his wife, Mrs. Carter. Big love to you all. Cachet from Grandview. D, who just moved to KC Mo. Hey, cousins. Happy Monday to, who else we got? Carissa and Lucy. That was sent from Denisha. Hey, Denisha, what's going on? Sanaya, big love to you. Anthony Drone, Brandocious, Shane Blaze, Anastasia Jackson over in OP. We appreciate you, cousin, always sending us some love. She said, shout out to all the performers at the R&B concert. Drew Hill hitting that acapella. They did their thing, huh?
They did, boy.
And big love to another one of our cousins. Why you ain't gonna put your name in there? You just told some good morning, fam. Hope you guys had a great Easter weekend. We appreciate you, but include your name next time. We want to send you some love, too. Rich Harris, we appreciate
Period.
You, as always. And Brandon Blake on that Twitter side. We appreciate you so much, cousins.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
723, high of 67. Currently, it is 43 sunny skies at the Genesis School. Lil Wayne recalls a moment when Stevie Wonder cussed him out after a Grammys after party.
I got into an argument with Stevie Wonder. We had fun. We were just walking in, and I guess he was playing the piano, and he had told everybody didn't know, was already being quiet and stuff. So we came in a little loud, and Stevie, he said, shut the fuck up.
I love when I hear stories of people just being a little bit unhinged.
Loud, and Stevie, he said, shut the fuck up.
That might be my new drop.
instead of shut up, Brian.
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah, that did.
So we came in a little loud, and Stevie, he said, shut the fuck up.
Yikes. Like, oh my gosh.
I can imagine Stevie Wonder getting irritated. Because he like...
Mm-hmm. What was you about to say?
Well, he can't see. So it's like... He can't see who he cussing out. So it's like, he's going to cuss out whoever gets it.
I've heard other stories of celebrities and musicians recalling the time where Stevie was like.
Can you imagine it?
I could.
Not being able to see who you cussing out. You want to cuss out somebody so bad.
Yeah,
so you
got to
imagine somebody or something.
Yeah.
I know who I want to imagine.
You said what?
I know who I want to imagine when I'm cussing somebody out. Like,
you got somebody that you imagine when you cuss out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How you doing?
You want to share who that is?
No.
Oh, okay.
That'll be deep in the...
We'll wait for the memoir to come out.
you know it.
Other trending topics.
I can't wait for that, boy.
Shut up, Ryan.
Auntie Julie Jones. I can't wait for this.
Yes, I can't wait for this conversation. Come on.
Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Their South Atlantic region is addressing what it called an inappropriate performance by rapper Trick Daddy during its 73rd regional conference. Now, in the statement, they said that they, of course, booked Trick Daddy, but they explicitly listed the do's and the don'ts during the step and stroll competition on Friday night. But I guess Trick Daddy did what Trick Daddy was going to do. This is his response.
I'm performing for the AKAs in year. I do jump on the... That's one of my records. You should have known that when you booked me. But don't put out no statement talking about you told me what the mother. You gave me a playlist. You can't give me no motherfucking playlist. This ain't your wedding. Anybody that was in there sedity and was sanctified, they should not be in there once I grabbed that mic.
This is a mess. Okay, this reminds me of like what I do at weddings when I DJ weddings. Like
and
I'm
when,
like,
and when it's a certain time,
like, I try to keep it clean the whole time. I really do, because I just respect family and kids and all that stuff or whatever. But
them kids about it,
they
no kids.
Like if y'all want exclusive, like y'all explicit. Are not explicit music, y'all gotta let me know. Tell me, hey, talk like make it the club. I'm like, all right, bet, all right, fine, I got you.
And I get.
There need to be some intelligence going on with this situation. Why would you hire Trick Daddy for the conference?
Well, Uncle Luke would perform the next day. But they're out in, I'm assuming this was the Miami area, so they're out there. And makes a lot of sense. If we being honest, if you've ever seen the Greek Stroll, they're not strolling to Mary Mary. So let's not act like everybody want to be like, well, they booked. Let's not act like
they're Trick strolling Daddy, though, bro, to... Like,
come on now.
Have you listened to the explicit version of Nan?
Like yes, that, it's crazy.
Like, I mean, he got...
I played it in the club one time, and I had to turn it off. It was so bad. I said, this is crazy.
They should have known what they was getting.
You get what you're getting, and I don't know. We're going to have to talk to Auntie Judy Jones when she comes back. What's going on?
There's no clean Trick Daddy. Like, it's not, but if he not got, in public
but if he
on
did,
the radio.
If he did sign that contract, he should have upheld whatever they told him to.
Please.
Because if you sign a contract... And I'm, it's turned into a paperwork party.
That's too much like right.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Back with us with another edition talking all things Kansas City with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, Kansas City is split on this proposed mini liquor bottle ban in certain areas of the town. Now, some residents say it could help reduce crime, but a lot of small business owners, especially in those impact zones, are saying this could seriously hurt their bottom line without actually fixing the problem. From their perspective, it feels like they're being asked to pay the price for larger issues at hand. This is the part of being a mayor that many don't envy, especially me, because it seems like you got to choose between the business owners and upset constituents. What solution do you have for the business owners who are heavily opposed to this ban?
You know, I mean, look, I still appreciate a welcome conversation on this important topic. What I'm not doing is just standing by for status quo. We have had for too many years of our lives as Kansas Citians, and I know Deanna over in St. Louis too. You got the issues that are going on around liquor stores, violence, loitering, drug sales, prostitution. We see that on 35th and Prospect. We see that up and down throughout our core city. I respect our business owners. I absolutely respect the opportunity for people to make a dollar. I don't think that dollar needs to be made just targeting one individual community. Now, what I heard in testimony last week, they said, for example, we'd lose $130 million of sales in a particularly narrow area of the city. If you're doing $2 of these little shot bottles, that means that they've sold 65 million of those in the core of primarily just the Black community. So I think that there is a balance to be met. I think some of that is looking at the amount of sales, the hours of those sales, doing all they can in neighborhood improvement districts and others to ensure that there is litter cleanup, that you're calling 911, that you're not seeing the ongoing issues. But, you know, we can't just have Club Prospect going all summer, which was 35th and Prospect before.
Yeah, so Mayor Lucas, okay, so what if, they can buy a 40-ounce, they can buy a pint of, you know, Jack Daniels. So, like, do you think that this could escalate into a bigger issue with that?
Let me be real about this, right? So a lot of the population that is often consuming are those that are able to get a few dollars, go in, get that in the store, then drink a little more, then keep coming back. You are absolutely right. Can you go out and buy more expensive things? Sure. Can you take an Uber over to Lee's Summit and buy all the stuff that you desire? Absolutely. Right? We're not saying that we're banning it. And indeed, in some ways, that's why it's not a restriction on any individual's rights. We're looking at the behavior at issue. People get it's almost like cigarette Lucy's, which, by the way, you largely aren't entitled to buy and sell. But yeah, I mean, people can go and get more quantities somewhere. Typically, they do not. This is something that usually is praying, this type of product, usually is something being used by our unhoused populations, by other populations, that leads to the nuisance issues, leads to the loitering issues, all of those concerns. No, it is not intended to abolish alcohol in Kansas City. It's intended to actually make sure that we don't see that easy, ready amount of supply that's being consumed right next to the store and creating lots of concerns for the neighborhood.
Effective June 1st, Ride KC will introduce a new fare payment policy on buses across the metro area, which will be requiring passengers to utilize debit cards or mobile apps for payment. Cash transactions will no longer be accepted. Now, cousins out there are concerned with how this will affect the homeless community and just affect others in the neighborhood.
So, you know, I think I've heard a lot of discussion. There are a few changes that I think are still coming as part of this. One of which that I think is very important is in making sure that there is a bus pass program. Our switch to a fare model is still functionally free fare. Working class folks, those who are in poverty, those who are experiencing homelessness, are still supposed to be able to have a pathway to receive fare cards to ride the bus for free. So this is not something where everybody is going to have to be paying the full amount. We need to make sure that program is promulgated so that all Kansas Cityans have a chance to get around our community. We can't tell somebody, yeah, you need to get a job, you need to take care of yourself, you need to go to a probation officer, and then it costs them $10 to get around the city. Right. That's something we can't allow each day. And that's why we're trying to make sure we have that balance.
We're talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, if the earnest tax were to be eliminated, we're talking about roughly $380 million to hit Kansas City's budget over time. And once it's gone for good. This tax cannot come back in Kansas City. A lot of people may not fully understand what that really means beyond just no more tax. So plainly, what are the real consequences Kansas Cityans will feel if the e-tax disappears? What services, infrastructure, and investments are most at risk?
I mean, look, it's going to be police and fire and road resurfacing. So the things that people talk to us about the most are the things that actually would be impacted. The earnings tax, and I hear a lot of stuff, and I get tagged by everybody on Facebook about everything. So I hear the conspiracy theorists. I hear the people who are saying all this money is going to line my pockets. Dude in the Chiefs t-shirt working in the attic right now. What I will say is this, right? This is how we actually fund fair salaries for our city employees. This is how we actually make sure we take care of these roads. Are the roads where they need to be? No. Part of that is because we got a 319 square mile city. But these are essential funds and how we make sure we take care of Kansas City long term. And let me tell you something. I've been proud to be mayor over the last almost 7 years, where we have increased employee salaries year after year. The way we've been able to do that is because we have a steady supply of general revenue that comes out of this earnings tax. So is the city perfect? Absolutely not. But this is an important area. And what the concern I would have is if we got rid of it, you're looking at property tax increases that nobody wants, sales tax increases that nobody wants, and increases on fees in every single way in this city, again, that nobody wants. So that's why we think it's necessary that you vote yes tomorrow. We need you to vote tomorrow if you have not already. It's an important election. We need folks to get out there.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next week. Be a blessing.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Take care. Later.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
821 on your time, high up 64. Currently it's 46 with fair skies, down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. A fun fact for you, just found this out during a recent interview. Swae Lee, one of the members of the hip-hop duo Ray Shrimmer, you remember their hit songs, Black Beatles, they had No Flex Zone, Come Get Her, No Type. They had a lot of different records, and they even did the Mannequin Challenge. Well, recently, Swae Lee revealed that he was one of the writers on Beyoncé's Formation. Now, did you know that? Because I had no idea.
Yeah, I knew that back then.
Well, that's really dope. And I know during his recent interview, they questioned. They was like, what? You wrote that? Really? How you end up in that? And I know it was due to Mike Will Made It.
But
and,
it was just the... He just
come on,
wrote
ladies,
the,
down, let's get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
formation.
The only part he wrote.
That's the biggest part.
I mean, yeah. I mean, okay, yeah. No, it is. And that's... Like, that's what got him...
The hook, yeah.
A lot of money from that song. So, I mean, that'd be all you need. There's a little one-two step sometimes.
When I be hearing about people writing these type of records or just writing a piece of it, that just make me be like... Let me go grab me a Moesha diary and just get to writing.
In future, write Drunk in Love or something? A part of that?
Yeah, he did. So it's a lot of people.
Yachty writing City Girl songs.
Hold on. Yeah, he wrote. I'm pretty sure he wrote a couple of their records, or at least helped with some of them too. It's just throwing it out there. When people write, some people write the entire song. Some people are just putting a piece together, like Ray, like Swae Lee did for this. He just was on the hook. He wasn't the entire song. But yeah, Beyonce be getting to them. Them writers.
We're gonna have a wang dang doodle.
Other news, LeBron James is sick of the online critics. Now, people are still pissed at him because he said he does not like to play in Memphis. And can we just leave it at that? But he doubled down on what he said. He said, quote, "Did I say I don't like black people? I'm 41 years old and there's two cities I don't like playing in right now, Milwaukee and Memphis. What is the problem with that? I don't like going home either. And I'm from there."
Oh, you talking about Cleveland?
Yeah. But that makes sense. Most people, when you get to a certain level, most people don't like going home. It's a safety concern.
LeBron James.
Since we in the sports world, last but not least, the NFL concluded that Chiefs Rashee Rice, number 4, he has, quote, not engaged in conduct that violates the personal conduct policy. And the investigation into accusations from his former girlfriend is now closed. You recall earlier this year, there were concerns and even, I believe, a lawsuit that was brought out regarding possible domestic violence issues. Now, the NFL said there wouldn't be no discipline at this time.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those confident, risk-taking, adventurous Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands up.
Sending over a happy birthday to French rapper Niska. Sending birthday love to KC's very own Ty Wright. Enjoy your B-Day. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to artist, singer, and actor who appeared in classics like Lady Sings the Blues and Mahogany. And can't forget Batman, a happy birthday to Billy D. Williams.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Keith Shaw, Jessica Marie Wilson, and Heather Renee. Sending birthday love to Sierra Hunter, Andrea Colwell, and CJ McKinney. Happy birthday, Jelena Anise Foreman, Ebony Prim Hogan, and Anthony Thomas. Plus everybody else born on April 6th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Miss Cindy.
Oh, my God. Hey, Miss Cindy. What you doing, girl, on this Monday?
I'm in my car working hard, but hardly working.
I know it smells like pig's feet up in there. What air freshener you got?
I don't eat that.
What air freshener you got in there, man?
I got cotton candy. Yes.
Okay.
You made that up.
You're a monster.
No, I'm not. I got rain, shine, and cotton candy air freshener. Hello.
Okay. All right, Miss Cindy, look, we got a $20 gas card. You been to the pump. You see them gas prices. Go ahead, finish these lyrics to win that, okay?
Let's do this, because I'm on my way to get my gas card right now.
I'ma keep on pressing, popping on the tubers on the beat. Tell police, I ain't stopping. I'ma keep it in the streets. Contrary to your beliefs, I'm as real as you can be. So keep your thoughts and your feelings shouted. You don't know me, your man.
When you see me on the street, you don't know me.
Keep going.
Okay.
That's all you know, huh?
I forgot the rest.
Lord have mercy.
She was strong about that one.
Okay.
Miss Cindy, you are winning that $20 gas card. You said you're going to come pick it up right now, huh?
I'm on my way. So when I get my
lock the door. Why did you not let the gate open? Lock the door. Cold red.
All right, Miss Cindy, look, you getting that $20 gas card. You going to use it for yourself or you going to pass it to somebody else?
I'm using it for my tank is on E right now.
Well, I hope you make it to Grandview to pick up that card.
Hope not. All right, Miss Cindy, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows getting you hooked up again.
Hustle this shine, y'all.